Welcome to this week's Nugget.
So this week, I was scrolling through the plant-based health professionals website, reading various articles and updates, and I saw an article written by our plant-based health professionals dietitian, Claire Lynch, which was titled, What on Earth is Seitan? First Steps of a Vegan Journey, which is a brilliant article, and I would thoroughly recommend anybody new to plant-based eating to have a read of that. But it got me thinking about seitan and how only a few years ago, before my own transition to plant-based eating, I hadn't actually heard of seitan. And so why would I assume that anyone else that's new to plant-based eating has? So this is a nugget for those who would like to know more about seitan, as well as perhaps a more experienced or long-term plant-based eater who perhaps hasn't cooked much with seitan and would like some new ideas.
Yes, so seitan, not Satan, is in our view both a healthy and cheap vegan meat alternative. Although you'll find lots of ready-made food containing seitan, such as burgers, sausages and nuggets in supermarkets and restaurants, you can develop your own flavours by making it at home.
You can, and you don't need lots of ingredients to make it. So it's actually made from gluten, which is the protein source in wheat. So a dough is washed in water until most of the starch granules have been removed, leaving behind the gluten. And this high protein gluten is what's used as a meat replacement, which is commonly why it used to be called wheat meat.
So at this point, it's important and perhaps rather obvious to say this is not appropriate, therefore, for people who have a gluten intolerance, such as celiac disease. But for others, it can provide a good source of low-fat, cheap protein. And even though it's commonly called wheat meat, it's actually low-carb, as the starch has been removed.
And seitan is not a new food. This way of preparing wheat gluten was first documented in China since the 6th century. It was widely consumed in that area as a meat alternative, especially in the Buddhist communities.
But nowadays you can buy seitan, readily prepared, or buy the dried ground-up gluten called vital wheat gluten in powdered form. Yes, it is a processed food, but it doesn't contain anything other than wheat gluten, and it's ready to be rehydrated and cooked in the same way as the original product.
And you can find vital wheat gluten in most health food shops, such as Holland & Barrett, and it's usually next to the other flours. And I've used it to make seitan a few times before. The recipes online have been quite simple, and they involve just mixing the powder, the vital wheat gluten powder, with water to form a dough again. You can then simmer that in broth and put in whatever flavours you like. And you can be quite adventurous here with using herbs and spices. It takes about an hour on most recipes to simmer. And once it's ready, you can slice it up and use it in any way you would use a meat replacement: stir fries, curries, sandwiches, etc. And I prefer making my own because I didn't really like the shop-bought ones that I've tried in the past. So listeners, if you've got any good shop-bought seitan recommendations, we'd love to hear from you. But Claire, can you tell us a bit about the nutritional profile of seitan?
Yeah, and also we haven't mentioned the cost, have we? Because it is, I think it's selling for about £4 for 750 grams of vital wheat gluten at the moment. So it is, you really can make quite a lot out of a 750 gram bag. So I think you can probably make about 1.5 kilos of finished seitan meat from about 750 grams of vital wheat gluten. So at £4, that's pretty good value. So nutritionally, it's high in protein. It's at least 25 grams per 100 grams, depending on how it's been made up. And it's fairly low in calories, fat and carbohydrates. It also contains a number of minerals, including selenium, iron and phosphorus. Now, compared to red meat, seitan contains fewer calories and less fat, but nearly the same amount of protein, which is great if you want to keep a higher protein intake as an athlete or an older person.
And for those who haven't tried it yet, Claire, what does it taste like?
Well, on its own, it's got a pretty neutral flavour. Some people will say its taste resembles a piece of unseasoned chicken breast or something like a portobello mushroom. And because of its mild flavour, it can easily pick up the flavours from herbs, spices, sauces and marinades, bringing out its hidden umami and savouriness.
Yeah, I mean, I'll link in the show notes the recipe that I used to make it and the stir fry, which I then put it in, which was delicious. Have you got any interesting recipes, or have you used it, cooked it before?
Yeah, I have. Since I last said I hadn't done it, I have started to put things together. And my staple is to just use like some vegetable stock and whatever fresh herbs I've got, I'll make in there. And then also adding some nutritional yeast or some miso is really tasty as well.
Yeah, it's just remembering to do it for me. It's, you know, tofu and tempeh are just there in my fridge ready to go. So this is another step that I often forget to make the seitan in advance.
Well, I used to go to a vegan restaurant probably about once every 2 weeks, which is unfortunately closed down now. And one of their main items was wings of the week. And they used to make chicken style wings in a different sauce every week. So even though the seitan itself was pretty much the same sort of chicken breast type thing, it always had, you know, either some kind of hoisin sauce or a chili sauce or, you know, Italian style. And was probably why I wasn't making it at home. But now that restaurant's gone, I've got to get back into the kitchen.
Yeah, give it a try. It does work well with oriental flavours. But listeners, as I mentioned, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got any seitan recipes or ideas, do drop us an email or a voice note. So that's it for this week.
Have a good week.